So, feel yourself consciously relax. Feel your enjoyment of just being here, just being present, all of us together on our second day. Breathe each other, breathe each other's energies. Feel each other's hearts. And slowly allow that breath of life, of prana, of pure liquid light, of your divinity, illuminating, flowing right through your pineal, the seed of your intuition, flowing to your entire energetic field, your nervous system, in every part of your body and being. That is the form of one of those sources of liquid light, liquid love, liquid consciousness, energies, symbols, colors, sounds, vibrations, frequencies, anything intuitively that comes into your field, into your higher mind. Just allow for it to nourish you, to love you, to care for you, to send you message, energies. Whatever it sends you, it's here for you, and you are consciously, together, collectively, doing this right now. In other words, you're loving yourself together right now, your bigger self, your higher self, which is not really high, it's right here, it's you. As Kryon likes to say many times, there's not really a place when you go out of linear time. It's everywhere. It's always there. We have to step out of our mind so we can merge, become one with our soul, with our divinity. And it just needs a short shift of focus, and you're there. So see it like an exercise. Every time you're sitting in these days and doing a meditation, another opportunity to exercise that ability of shifting your awareness in a split second and or less. Focusing in your heart, and your pineal, and your higher dimensional energies and chakras, in that triad, in that compliation and confluence of all these multidimensional organs, the heart and the pineal, and your DNA, not your biological DNA, but the multidimensional DNA, the 12 layers of DNA. When you become aware of them, you are aware that they are the engine and the vehicle of your Merkaba that also holds, as Kryon said many times, holds your Akashic records in them, in a multidimensional state, which is really our true state of being, is multidimensional. We, right now in this time in our lifetimes, we birth ourselves into this body from a multidimensional state. We created this body for ourselves, so we can walk another lifetime on Earth in the shape that we are. In the next lifetime will be another body, another shape. We may be a god or a goddess, or both. It doesn't really matter, because the source is all one. There is no gender. On the other side of the veil, where our home is. So allow yourself to tap deeper, merge deeper, become this source, this oneness that is reaching out to you all the time, present for you all the time. Where all you feel and know and exist is pure love that is beyond our conception, human conception of love. It is so big that we actually cannot comprehend it with our minds, but we can feel it deeply, deeply with our hearts as we extend and open that multidimensional organ we call a heart. Allowing ourselves to relax deeper, to feel deeper, to tap into that source of healing, knowingness, wisdom, deep sense of peace, deep place of compassion and appreciation and gratitude and honor and sacredness. We are the most sacred being, elevated conscious being that God put on earth here. We put ourselves here to elevate and to care for this planet, and to bring it into a new consciousness, being a new higher energy in this great shift that we are just beginning to experience and to feel after centuries and thousands of years of separation, of war, of slavery, of conflict, of dark times. And we are the pioneers, we are the way showers. We are the light bearers, we are the light workers. We are called light workers because we work through it. We help others see, bring light and see solutions and opportunities and healings and possibilities and resolutions where places are dark. It may not be in another country, it may just be, you know, in a room of a family member that's in your life that is struggling. Just your presence there and your smile and your heart and your silent, compassionate being there changes everything for this person. So it's not necessarily some big project that we have to accomplish. It's just a present right where we are and where our hearts lead us. So acknowledge yourself, appreciate yourself, thank yourself for being here for one more time on this beautiful earth, and helping yourself and everyone around you and the planet to move forward beyond all these times that were more challenging. There are challenges now, but we are more aware than ever. Breathe and allow yourself to acknowledge and love yourself even more, even more, even more. Namaste.